Hello, this is Bold Statements with Nick Goshalak and
Harry Montalvo.
And this is our first podcast, so that being said, let's get to introductions. Harry, take it away.
Well, I'm Harry Montalvo. I'm a 22-year-old guy living in Orlando, Florida. Yes. Just trying to figure out really what I want to do with my life, but I know I'm a big movie buff and getting into it.
All right, anyway, I'm 21, about to be 22 years old. I am unemployed and I have a lot of aspirations. So let's get right down to the neck of it. Hulk Hogan using the N-word. Your thoughts?
Well, what's the official story?
Well, apparently he said the N-word in some sort of sex tape or something like that.
In a sex tape?
Yeah, the one with Bubba the Love Sponge back in, I believe, 2013.
How old's Hogan now? Like, late 50s?
60, 61 maybe? I don't know. So.
Well, I just think that, I mean, he shouldn't use the word, obviously. Like, have some class as a human being.
Do you feel like social media blew it out of proportion?
Social media blows everything out of proportion now. Like, Jerry Seinfeld is afraid to do, what's the college campus? A college tour for the stand-up. Yeah, he's afraid to do that because nowadays you make one bad joke, it's going to be blown up in social media's face. Now, obviously, Hulk Hogan wasn't using it, in a joking manner.
There were multiple, apparently, videos or tapes or whatever with him being very racial, so.
Yeah, and the thing is you can't use that term nowadays. I mean, it was never, obviously embraced, but now you're just kind of committing, PR suicide. It's hard to recover from that.
Do you think WWE did the right thing by taking him off of every site, every show on the network, everything, basically?
I don't, because say there's a hip-hop R&B Hall of Fame or something like that. Are they going to take every album or every artist that used the N-word at one point?
Well, that's a whole different media, though, in a sense. I mean, this is where, WWE's entered. Obviously, I believe a PG-13.
I believe Booker T used it in the 80s,
he
if
did,
I'm not mistaken.
He did call Hulk Hogan a N-word.
He called Hulk Hogan the N-word.
Yeah, during a promo back in WCW, they were feuding or something, and he delivered a promo and ended it pretty much like, Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, N-word. Well,
do you think it's fair that Hogan gets kicked out and Booker T doesn't?
Well, again, this is what I brought up before with the social media. Do you think, obviously, nowadays would Booker T be released and...
True. Never thought about that. Yeah. In that perspective.
Or what about maybe the fact that, we'll get a little off kilter here, but, what if it wasn't as bad because he was black and used the N-word? Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, everyone wants to just be treated equal with everything, obviously. So, and I know that there's the whole thing going on of, there's people that feel, I can use the word because I'm of that race. And it's just, is it still right to use a word? If the Nazis are like...
Okay, somebody called you a cracker. How do you feel on that?
A honky ass, is a racial slur?
I don't know. Is it? You tell me. Because
I've never heard of a honky in my god honest opinion.
What is a honky?
A honky.
We'll pull that up. See what we can get. But again, your thoughts on a honky?
I would not be offended by it. Now, obviously,
give me your top five racial slurs. Go.
I don't pick favorites.
Five being one being the most.
There's no favorites when it comes to racial slurs.
There's a list you can put together.
No, I just.
You fancy the N-word?
Are you a fan of racial slurs?
No,
honky. Just wanting to talk about it.
Honky.
I know honky tonk woman. I've heard of that. It's like a country song.
Yeah. Anyway, honky definition, derogatory term for a Caucasian person. It originated from the practice of white males wishing to hire African-American prostitutes in the 1920s and going to inappropriate parts of the town, honking their car horns to attract the quote-unquote whores. So,
I would not be offended. Now, the thing is obviously, there's the whole issue of race going on in this country, and, you know, there's the white privilege. So maybe I don't feel offended by racial slurs because of the fact that there's...
Being white, do you feel privileged at all? Do you feel like you have more privileges, and if you do so, what are they?
As far as privileges, I don't feel, but I do know that people treat races in different ways. But, I mean, I haven't...
Have you encountered anything recent, given all the racial tension nowadays?
Like, anything racist that
you, well, yeah, anything that you've dealt with or seen?
Honestly, everything's been pretty clear in my life lately, but my life isn't the important one. It's everything going on.
Okay. The
tougher issues. I mean, my life is important to me, but in the grand scheme of things...
I was asking if you had any personal experiences with racial
issues. I mean, yeah, I've had personal experiences with them.
All right. Okay, so let's go back to Hulk Hogan using the N-word. I guess we really
veered off topic there.
Well, Hulk Hogan using the N-word.
I just think he shouldn't have done it, but he shouldn't be as punished as seriously, considering the fact that how come if someone of African-American descent uses it, it's not taken as seriously? Where's the equality in that?
I don't know. I mean, that's a good point, but I don't know. Anyway, let's move on to... You said you're a movie fan, right?
Yeah, I am a movie fan, so why don't we talk about Deadpool?
Your thoughts?
Well, you saw the Red Band trailer, right?
I did.
I didn't watch the Green Band one, because I figured, what's the point in watching an edited Deadpool?
Yeah, at least missing something that's in the Red Band.
So, I don't know. To me, it looks like any other lame Ryan Reynolds film.
Not impressed.
I'm not impressed at all. What'd you think?
I think it's impressive. They're finally making a Deadpool movie, number one. Number two, it's going to be rated R, so that's obviously the big topic there. Number three, I think it's finally Ryan Reynolds' redemption back into the mainstream.
Redemption? When was he ever in the good graces to begin with?
I mean, he was a solid performer for years in comedy movies. Just Friends, Van Wilder, obviously.
Okay, let's compare Just Friends to some of the other bigger comedy stars of the early to mid-2000s.
Point taken, but you can't discredit the fact that the man does have some good comedic timing.
I've never found him funny. R.I.P.D. was
pretty okay. He's had bad movies, and that's for a fact. But I do think he wasn't the weak links of his movies.
T.J. Miller, who's normally very funny to me, in my opinion, I love T.J. Miller. He wasn't even funny in the Deadpool trailer.
I liked his line about his face looking like a map or a topographical map.
I don't know. It was giggle-worthy, but it was a really
this
funny...
This is the footage we've seen from Comic-Con, too. Mostly.
That is true. We didn't get any new looks.
Not much new footage, if any. I can't really tell.
I mean, it looks okay, but it doesn't look... I don't know, it just doesn't look like a prime superhero offering.
Well, he's not really a superhero. I mean, that's what you gotta realize, too. He's an anti-hero.
I thought the CG... test footage, I thought that was done better with Gwen Stefani's Hollaback Girl and that whole fight.
Yeah,
I did like that more, but I don't know, this Red Band trailer didn't do much for me.
Your thoughts about Colossus being reintroduced with a different actor and probably a whole different story at this point?
Personally, I don't know too much about Colossus, but I'm always open to new interpretations of characters. Because it's a different actor, right, from the X-Men ones?
Yeah, it's a whole different... Okay, so in going with the comic book film thing, let's go with Fantastic Four, the remake.
All right. Well, what about it?
Basically, how big of a piece of garbage it looks like.
The previews don't look bad. But
what are we really seeing in the previews?
They're not. They're
besides
just,
a full-bodied naked thing.
They're putting together an interesting tone, but they're not selling anything else. Supposedly director Josh Trank said there's a huge multi-powered slugfest, that it's epic at the end of the film. Well, why haven't we at least seen one glimpse of that? Well, it just looks like there's four different scenes in the movie. You have Tim Blake Nelson in the previews always being like, oh, we gave you years of funding.
And supposedly he will play the Mole Man.
Who was one of the Fantastic Four's first... He's going to get robbed again, just like an Incredible Hulk.
He was a quality actor in the movie Leaves of Grass.
What was Leaves of Grass?
A film that Edward Norton, I believe, like, wrote and directed, where he played...
Wasn't the James Franco one?
No. No, it was not. But basically just played two roles in it. He played him and his twin brother. Long story short, it's about pot. But, yeah, so Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four. I think it... Last I checked, now, obviously, it's going to update and be more accurate by the time we post this. But is it 17% on Rotten Tomatoes?
See, like, I hate to always judge a film on reviews, but I'm one to experience the film for yourself.
Oh, of course,
like, you always will have
you can't
a different.
Ever always trust critics.
Yeah, I tend not to listen to the reviews anymore. But I mean, 17% is pretty startling. I mean, for a film, a summer blockbuster.
Yeah,
I mean,
a superhero
that's
film.
Extremely
I mean,
low.
Like. No Marvel film's even gotten less than 60, I don't think. So.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, all right, what's your box office estimation opening weekend?
Opening weekend? Ooh, I'm going to go a little lower and say $38 million. Mm-hmm. That is my prediction. I don't think there's much interest in this movie. And $38 million today isn't as big as it once was.
I got you on $29 million.
20? You think it'll go that low?
Write it down, $29
million. Interest is that low in it, damn.
I just, look, Ant-Man didn't really make
hey,
that much.
Could be less than Tomorrowland's interest. And
see,
that
I just don't think there's much... It just doesn't look really to me.
Well,
like
they haven't advertised anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They
I haven't
keep showing
for the last,
same.
Like for the last 3-4 months now, I've been seeing the same footage. It's never changed. And to be honest, I just don't see how it could be a good movie.
Yeah, and they haven't really shown anyone's performance.
Who's the villain here? What's the plot here?
They haven't shown anyone's performance. The most is the narration. How did we come this far?
And I mean, why did the storms adopt a honky in Sue Storm?
Right, we're back on the honky now.
Well, I just is you that, know I try to stay.
You're trying, okay, so honky is the
honky.
New. If anyone wants to call someone
honk their
Caucasian
horns
descent an insult, use honky.
Honkies.
Those
honking horns
damn
and whores.
Prostitute buying
honking
people.
Horns and whores. There we go.
Yeah.
Hashtag that.
I don't think I will.
Hashtag. Shout out to the whores that have been honked at.
Alright.
Alright.
So, let's, next topic.
Alright, yeah.
On the list.
Let's go to, let's see, Dr. Dre's new album that's going to be released this Friday, August 7th.
I don't know much about it, so.
Basically, he was not happy with Detox, and I guess with the release of the NWA biopic, he wanted something a little more classic to that effect, and I guess he made a new album. But your thoughts on the wait from, like, what was it 1999, 2000 till now for Detox, and all of a sudden him scrapping it?
I think that's ridiculous. Release the album. Like, own up to it. You worked on it for so long. People still...
Adding on to that, he's released two singles, Kush and I believe I Need a Doctor. So I don't really know what the game plan there was, but...
Those were songs from Detox?
Yeah, he released singles.
Were they well-received?
I Need a Doctor, I think, was. Kush was more of like a party, like, club track.
I mean, he should just release it anyway. People are still going to want to hear it. He's going to make money off it. I mean, obviously, he has so much, he probably doesn't even care about that at this point. But still, people are going to have an interest in it. It's an album he was working on for over a decade.
True.
People waited for years. He'd always push the release date. I feel like sometimes you do owe it to the fans.
Do you think he's being selfish by using NWA's biopic as kind of a way to promote also probably his album?
Not selfish.
I think he is. I think he's
you
being.
Think he is?
I think he's demanding the honkies go out and buy his album.
All right.
Put money towards
enough,
his film.
No more honkies.
Well, he makes more headphones or something.
Well, look. Interest in Straight Outta Compton seems pretty high at the moment. It seems like the trailer's done well.
I understand that, but I think Dr. Dre, I think, is being a little bit selfish.
It's a nice promotion.
I mean,
push.
I think he should make the millions of dollars off
it's
the headphones.
It's a nice
the
promotion.
Headphones are
push.
Enough.
I mean, if he'll release
the
this
beats,
album, release
the
Detox.
Pill
might
enough.
As well do Detox at the same time.
I don't know.
He's not being selfish.
I don't know. I'm losing a lot of respect for the Dre name, the Dre stamp.
Is the Dre name. Really relevant anymore?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's as relevant as Exhibit at this point. I mean, he's literally he's literally maybe one more shitty single off Detox away from a Pimp My Ride like reboot. Like, I'm telling you, like it, we're literally at that level. And I think besides the headphones part, really, what does he have? I mean, he really is like using the movie as some sort of like comeback thing.
No, it's
I get it. But like, don't consider, you know, this honky.
Obviously, no one under the age of 18
to be fooled by it.
No one under the age of 18 even really. Obviously, there's gonna be some, but not many know about Dre.
They all acting like they forgot about Dre.
Yeah, I mean, we all did, honestly.
You guys got something to say. Alright, I guess we have to take a little bit of time out for the sponsors.
Yeah,
you know. So, I'll read the first one, I guess. Salvador's Trash Bags. If you need a stronger, durable trash bag, forget about it. Salvador's Trash Bag. Alright, Donald Trump. Move on to Donald Trump.
Alright, so have you heard about Donald Trump yet with his Mexican wall? He wants a wall to stop immigration.
Understandable.
He wants Mexico to pay for it. And this is something, if he became president, he would do.
I personally think we need somebody that's that radical in thinking.
I don't know. I think a wall's a little extreme.
Look, I don't see how, like, a wall... I mean,
are they going to have, like, the Night's Watch on it? Like,
okay, well...
Hey, I'm Sam.
All right. Anyway,
I only employ fat people.
Oh, okay. All right. Fat people.
Fat taking, honkies.
Fat honkies.
Fat
taking
honkies. I'm on the honky bandwagon now.
Okay, but my point is, there's been a wall for thousands and thousands of years in China, and nobody's made any qualm with it because of, you know, the Mongolians being shut out.
It didn't separate two nations, though.
Oh, I mean, it did its job, though. I mean, why build a wall? I mean.
They're going to still be able to get
it. It was a good way of blocking people out of their, like, area.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea. I think we have
Mexico to
I think
for
we
it?
Have enough Hispanic persuasion in America. I think we have enough of a diligent workforce at the Home Depot parking lots. I think we have
what? Excuse me.
I think with the Cuban agreement, I think we're going to have a nice influx of Cuban items. I think I'm gonna see a lot more Sedanos around Orlando. I think I'm gonna see a lot more like stands instead of hot dogs, more Cuban sandwiches.
Well, then what's wrong with Mexican culture?
I'm just saying I'm kind of grouping them together, but I think we have enough of the, like, I think our country's full, basically. I don't think we stick any more beans in this burrito. Oh.
Okay. Legal citizens, yes, come in, no problem. But a wall, like, come on.
I think a wall...
What about the Americans? The Americans who go and visit Mexico.
We can look at the wall, and we can take pictures at the Mexican wall. It'd be like, you know, it could be a tourist attraction. You don't see, there's a money-making scheme in this, too.
Mexico would have it. It would be Mexico's wall.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's right by America, obviously. I mean, we can... It's good. It's good for everybody.
I don't know.
I think it's good for...
All right. We're just not going to agree on that.
I suppose not, but I don't know.
So did
I think
you,
the Great Wall is a the Great Mexican Wall is a great idea.
The ratings are in, and Caitlyn Jenner's show I Am Kate dropped half its viewership in its second episode.
I mean, that's only fair. She is only half a female or male, so it kind of coincides with the.
All right. I'm not. That was a Nick Goshalak statement.
I'm not saying anything negative. I'm just saying, like, I believe Kate still has, if I can call her Kate, be bold in saying that.
It's Caitlyn.
Caitlyn, I don't know. I know her on a personal level, but...
Okay, true.
Caitlyn, that is, still has a penis, I believe. So I think there's a little bit of Bruce still in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if, you know, if she gets the penis cut off, it'll probably boost the viewership. Like, people will want to see...
I personally watched a good, like, 15, 20 minutes of it, and I just felt like it was just a bit too much, and I'm not saying it was, like not okay with anything, but, like, it just seems too fake. All of it just seems too fake. I mean, there's a reason he's keeping onto his penis. I think there's going to be some sort of, like, turn of events. He's like, no, they made me, they drug me. Like, I don't know. It's just too staged.
Yeah, I mean, as much as it's a step forward for the LGBT community.
And I respect everything.
And I do.
I get it.
Respect everything from
it's
that.
It just seems too staged.
It's
in
just,
that light.
As far as the specific example of Caitlyn Jenner, it does. It seems a little fishy. And I'm not, I don't know. She should get rid of it by now. like fully like commit.
I mean, honestly, yeah. If this is such a big thing, then commit. I don't see how you would be not.
Yeah.
Fully committed.
Until you do that, how do we know you're not gonna just come
that's
around?
What, and that's yeah. Again, look, you know, Godspeed. You know, good luck to her, him, whatever. But I just don't think it's
her.
All right. I mean. Yeah. So Caitlyn. Yeah.
Caitlyn, you're fine.
I get it. All right. So
Cecil the Lion
was killed.
Ooh, this caused an uproar. A lot of people didn't like this one.
Uproar. Nice.
No pun intended.
Yeah. So apparently. A dentist from Illinois, I believe, is it?
I can't remember the state.
Let's just say Midwest. So. Midwest.
Yeah.
So that's a fair Minnesota. Minnesota.
Went to Africa.
And hunted a famous lion in Cecil. So.
So, excuse me as I wipe a tear for a moment.
Your thoughts on why this is such a big deal now instead of, you know, it's been... They've been hunting rhinos for ivory, elephants for ivory. They've been doing this for years and years. Why just now is it such a big, big
social deal? Media just likes to latch onto one
thing. Going back to the whole Kogan N-word thing,
yeah.
Social media's really, like, taken a...
It just makes things bigger than they seem. I mean, look, it's sad that the lion died. But to make a big uproar over the fact that, you know, it was one lion. Like, how many lions have actually been killed and... I think black rhinos are now extinct or something like that.
Oh, there's multiple.
Yeah, and it's
species.
You know, this poaching's been going on for a very long time now.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's good. No, let's bring up the issue now. But why did it take so long? And why was Cecil so important to make this like national news?
True. I think honestly, you know, being an American too, I don't think that has helped. It kind of sheds some more light on a lot of the what kind of goes on over there more. I saw a picture recently on Twitter where Donald Trump's sons are like holding a lion or something like that, and we didn't really hear about that all too much.
No,
so.
We didn't, and there's photos for it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them online. So I don't know. I think it's just a similar to the Coney thing. I think everybody's just hopping on like the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Type thing.
It's pretty much just. That's the world. Just jump on the bandwagon. All right, well, we're going to take a really short break. We just have to get another ad in from our sponsors.
I mean, the sponsors do pay the bills. So.
Yep.
Sure. Red Clam Tampons. If your flow is red, put it right to bed. Red Clam Tampons. All right.
And we are back.
Okay.
Let's get to the next topic.
Your thoughts on Obama signing signing the deal with Iran for the nukes?
I mean, like, come on. I'm not even going to say much about this. This is not a good move.
Mike Huckabee's said that this is pretty much putting Israel to the door of the oven, which was under fire because it was a Jewish reference, like the Holocaust.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. When did the nukes, like, officially... Are we delivering them, or do they have the permission to...
I think that they signed off like they have the permission to further their nuclear activity.
Okay, so that's the deal. Yeah, I don't know.
Because I think there was a lot of sanctions and stuff.
I mean, this
on
is exactly what we went to a war for. Granted, it was under an awful suspicion that ended up not even being true, but if... America was so afraid for a Middle Eastern nation to get nuclear weapons before. Why now is it just like, oh, it's okay?
I guess, you know, you're trying to keep the peace.
Because what if ISIS takes over Iran?
ISIS did take over Tatooine, so we have to watch out for all...
Good thing the new film's at Jakku.
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 Sounds like a racial slur.
No.
Is that your top five? Jakku.
No, I think you're just...
You wacky Jakku!
Wacky Jakku.
All right, we'll try to get that hashtag on Twitter. Hashtag
no,
Wacky Jakku.
No, it's a...
Wacky Jakku.
Don't listen.
All right.
Let's get to the next topic. The Sharpie sniff.
Okay, yeah, before the podcast, we were trying to figure out if you can get high off sniffing a Sharpie, and for the life of us, we couldn't figure out if you could or not. I mean, we started sniffing it for a good minute, but nothing really seemed to happen. To be fair, the Sharpie just seemed to be a bit dry.
I think it's an urban legend. I don't think you actually get high off of a Sharpie.
Can you get... Let's Google it. Can you get high on a Sharpie? I think you can.
No?
Yes. It's a common question.
Yes.
Sharpies contain volatile solvents, and when inhaled, these solvents can produce a high. These effects of inhalants, including Sharpies, can be similar to those of alcohol and include slurred speech, lack of coordination, euphoria, and dizziness. So, essentially, you can, but I think we just got an older Sharpie here. Didn't really give us the kick we were looking for.
Why are these Sharpies allowed and, you know, to be sold to the general public?
I mean, that's similar to why is alcohol allowed to be sold? Or why is a rainbow a rainbow? You know, it's like... You know, you just gotta. It is.
D-I-G. Dig.
Oh, man. That's a Holes reference for anybody. Anybody taking count?
Yes.
Okay.
Zoolander 2.
Zoolander 2, yes. The new trailer was released with Mission Impossible, I believe.
Yep. Nice teaser trailer.
Why don't you describe to us what you saw in the trailer?
Spoiler well, it started alert. Out with like a voice similar to Stephen Hawking's, and he's talking about the universe beginning and how life has.
So you think it's like a real serious?
Yeah. Sets up like it's real serious. Then obviously you start to get a few Zoolander references in the human brain, such as the word "you googly" popping up. You see the monkey, and you see the merman.
Nice.
And then it zooms out, and then, oh, you're looking at Derek Zoolander, and he's like, God exists. Why did he make ugly people? Sorry for the awful
that was
Zoolander.
It one was of God. The worst Zoolanders.
Merman.
That was my best Zoolander.
Sheila!
It's a goddamn casserole, it'll stay. That's my Jerry Stiller.
If Jerry Stiller ever needs a stunt double, Nick Goshalak.
Anyway, we'll go back to Zoolander 2. What else did we see in the trailer? Was that it?
That was pretty much it. Then the title jokes with Toolander.
They made the Toolander reference?
There's a reference to
Toolander? Well, I'm saying they're Toolander, like making a joke with play on sequel 2.
Yep, like Fantastic Four, but it's like Fant-4-tic, because it has Fant-4-tic.
I don't know what... He sniffed the Sharpie. I believe that's what happened here.
No, that's an urban legend.
No, it was confirmed on Google. It was confirmed.
Oh, yeah. Believe everything you read on the internet.
I mean, it was a commonly asked question. NFL starting this Sunday, August 9th. It's the Vikings taking on the Steelers in the every year Hall of Fame game. How do you feel about the NFL? How do you feel about the NFL in the recent years with all the issues with child abuse, women abuse, drug abuse?
I've fallen out of sports because I can't stand a lot of the politics behind sports. I feel some of the punishments aren't fair, and I just don't like the
commission. Going into that, what do you think's not fair? Examples. Cite some examples.
All right. So... Tom Brady, yes, you know, deserved some punishment. He got more than Ray Rice got for punching his wife. For deflating some football.
And wait a minute now. I mean, Ray Rice was banned from football.
The first punishment. I'm saying the first punishment was 2 games.
Oh, okay.
And then remember, it was the first one was like, two games. Yeah, I'm saying like, yeah, the initial punishment was Tom Brady deflated some footballs, 4 games, Ray Rice, 2. Just... Right there is just one thing of the NFL I haven't agreed with. I didn't like how they gave the punishment and then only banned Ray Rice, which should have been done in the first place. They only did that after the media,
social media,
got all in front of it. Yeah, like, oh, what does that say about your league? Like, oh,
did you fine. Did you see the video though of him?
Yes, I saw the video.
What did you think when you saw the video? Your feelings.
He was way too excessive. Now the woman, like, I believe, spits on him.
Okay.
And actually, like, throws like a slap or something. So she kind of engaged in the violent aspect first. Now, when it comes to self-defense, especially towards your significant other, you should not just maul
not
her
the face.
Way that he did.
Not in the yeah. face. Hide the bruises.
Yep. Well, do what? Wait, do what?
Run the stomach.
Right? No. No, I do not support any.
You never want to
abuse.
Bruise on the face, but that's when the questions start coming up. That's, like, what happened?
I do not support abuse.
I fell down the stairs. You can't get blood from a stone. You can't get blood from a stone. That was
the Irish accent.
That was a joke earlier. We were messing around with
blood and
copyright.
But yeah, I mean the video.
Stuff.
He went too much with it. It wouldn't have been an issue had he actually like held her down. I mean, maybe even done one slap like what she did to him.
Just kick her in the leg.
But
kick her in the shin.
No, you don't need to.
You kick her in the shin.
You just didn't need to.
That's fine. It's fine because you just kick her in the shin. She knows that you're not taking a shit no more.
Nah,
he's gonna have a little, nice little bruise. Tell the bitch to wear jeans.
But yeah, I mean, I've seen it with. I've just seen it with the NBA and NFL and all this stuff. Like, it's just all. There's so much wrong with it all that I used to watch sports a lot, and now I don't, because.
Which do you think was worse?
Just got ruined for me.
Ray Rice punching his wife?
Okay.
Or Adrian Peterson using a switch on his son?
Wasn't there a video for the Adrian Peterson thing or no?
I've never saw a video.
Oh, okay.
I just saw pictures.
I never saw. I never even saw the pictures, to be honest. So I can't really say which one. I only read about it and
it was pretty, it was bad.
It was bad?
As a Viking fan, yeah.
Yeah. I can't really remark on which one because I don't know too much about
it. I can pull it up for you. If you want to go into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean kids or women do you think is worse?
Well, I'd have to see what he did to his kid first.
I mean, if you hear about a kid, if you hear about
a woman, a kid obviously is worse of a kid, but did he punch the kid in the face?
No, you like just hit him in the back and stuff with like a switch, which is like a stick.
Ow, on the back?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Now, do they allow him to come back yet?
Yeah, he's back. But he was out the whole year.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, yeah, here's the photo. This is just some of it.
That's bad.
It's bad. No, look, I agree.
I mean, this is my issue though. Is,
but it's
going to the NBA. Look at the guy who was banned. Was what's his name? Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
And what he said was wrong, but what he said were...
He got caught in a Hogan.
They were words.
Oh.
To me, like, why, when they're words, are we just like, oh, let's ban them, but then these physical violent acts are only getting limited suspensions?
This is true.
Adrian Peterson, like, it's like, oh, take 1 year off. Like, what's 1 year gonna do?
And he did get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's just, I don't know, it's... Just all the thought processes in these leagues, governments, I'm not a big fan of.
Okay. All right, let's move on. Let's go to... Let's go back to wrestling. Roddy Piper died recently. Famous wrestler, one of the most legendary, iconic wrestlers of all time.
Well, I know you're a wrestling fan.
Right? I am, I know. It took me a little bit hard, but, you
so
know...
So what are your thoughts?
Well, not only that, I mean, he's been, you know, he was in a movie called They Live, a very big cult classic movie. The bubblegum line. I don't know, it's a tough one, because, you know, Dusty Rhodes passed, one of the other iconic wrestlers of the 80s not too long ago, too, and with Hulk Hogan's career now dead, too, it's tough to see these three gone, so.
Yeah, so three big losses in the wrestling community.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like the longer time goes by, like sports are gonna start seeing more of these.
I think I'll take it really hard when
death's happening.
Wake up to Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, drinking his final beer.
Said his final Austin 316.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one. Or like The Rock.
Was he the whoop ass guy? I'm gonna can open up a whoop can of whoop ass. Yeah. Yeah.
You listen to his watch for advice.
Yeah. Classic wrestling.
Yeah. Sticking with the physical violence tone, Ronda Rousey, that is, destroyed.
34 Beth Carrera. Seconds.
34 seconds.
Let her fight dudes already.
Hey, I mean, I would pay to see that. I think it'd be more of a challenge.
Yeah.
Maybe definitely. Not. Maybe not.
Make a more interesting match.
I mean, these chicks are going down, like, pretty fast here. I don't think, I mean, honestly, UFC women's is taking a hit just because how lack of competition there is. Like,
yeah.
I mean, who wants to see, like, the 14-second fight?
Yeah. Know,
everybody gears up for a nice fight
night.
Let's
pay $60 for the, you get the other fight.
I mean,
fight.
In a sense.
You get the other fights leading up to it, but let's be for real. What are you buying the pay-per-view for? The best one.
In a sense, like, you know, Rousey is a big attraction in its own right. But, like, is it really worth all the money for the pay-per-views and everything if it's only literally less than a minute?
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know. I just don't think that equates properly. I think there should be more of a situation for her. Maybe do some tag team UFC fights or something. Maybe get some spread out time or... It's a waste of money.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know. It's just not working lately. The Pacquiao Mayweather fight, people paid pay-per-view for that, but then
Pacquiao was injured.
But then it was a boring fight.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
the fans got robbed on that one too.
And it's like, did you really get your money's worth by paying this? I mean, I guess that's the thing with everything is, oh, did you get your money's worth after you bought it? And you won't find out till you know. But I mean, when it comes to sporting events,
you're, you're buying a sporting event, and it's like you kind of just at least want it to.
And I think that's why boxing.
Be somewhat entertaining.
I think that's why boxing's kind of on its way out, is because.
You know, number one, you don't have the characters like you did in the 70s and stuff, in the 80s.
Look at the big events. The last one bored everyone, and that was the one that was trying to make boxing relevant again, the fight of the century.
Yeah.
Now look at every Super Bowl. No one ever really goes, oh, what a boring Super Bowl.
That's true.
And that's the big football event.
Yeah.
When it comes to boxing, even the big events aren't guaranteed to be exciting. So what really makes the sport all that exciting?
Good point. Good point.
You no longer have the people like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, you don't have the, like I said, the personality.
Yeah.
You don't have like Muhammad Ali.
George Foreman. Yeah.
I mean, George Foreman's making grills. I mean, so this is what it's come down to. I fear in the distant future we're going to have a Floyd Mayweather blender or some sort. The Pacquiao rice cooker.
The Floyd.
Not a racial dig, it's just that's the first.
They get a tank top going, it's the Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather wife beater.
And that's... I didn't think the Pacquiao rice cooker joke would have been top there, but I suppose that happened. Alright, we got through all the little news topics we wanted to do, basically.
Now, this was our first podcast, so thank you for listening.
Oh, well, I was gonna...
Oh, okay, we got more.
I was gonna go a little bit more into it.
We weren't too prepared.
Harry wasn't.
Neither was Nick. I wrote the notes for him.
I pretty much led this charge. Anyway, I just wanted to go with a little bit more into the personal stuff and everything, and let's get a little bit more of a get-to-know-you going. Alright, so you say you like movies, right?
Yeah.
Top 5 movies right now.
Go. Top 5 movies. Lord of the Rings trilogy, Braveheart,
garbage.
And Titanic.
Garbage and garbage. Titanic was an overrated hunk of garbage.
Nope.
After the 18th hour of watching it. I felt three hours
and 14 minutes.
I mean, you could have fooled me. I felt like I was watching it for days.
No.
I felt like it didn't end. I just felt like...
All right.
This
what are your favorite movies? Let's hear your top 5.
Okay, top 5. No particular order. I'm looking at the movie collection, yes. I do like, you know, I like the Scorsese stuff. I like, you know, Raging Bull, Goodfellas, Departed. Okay, I mean, they're a bit more entertaining than the walk fest that is Lord of the Rings.
You motherfucker! You motherfucker! There's your Scorsese films.
If that was Joe Pesci, I feel bad for you. That's not really
using 530 something.
There's good storytelling. There's a common tone of just
fuck
for sure. But you know, I think
it's have a different dialogue here.
Look, if you're going off Peter Jackson for Scorsese, I think he really.
Well, Scorsese's had the better career. Yes, I'm not.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying quality of film. I think Jackson spreads out his
Scorsese
film.
Scorsese never made anything as great as Lord of the Rings.
That's completely false, because
nope.
I believe he has multiple times.
Nope.
Okay, you can't tell me Raging Bull wasn't an achievement in cinema.
I mean, it was a great film. It really was. But the bigger achievement is Lord of the Rings. It's
how so?
Especially Return of the King. It's just so
how
grand.
How well you can make something that's already been made. I guess.
What do you mean it's already been made? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's all written out there for you already, like in a book. I mean,
he made a lot of great changes. Tolkien had a lot of writing mistakes.
Oh, so it wasn't good enough for Peter Jackson.
I mean, it was
the original source material wasn't good.
You know about the scouring of the Shire? It's the most anticlimactic.
The scouring of Peter Jackson's buffet table, like, for God's sake.
It's the most anticlimactic ending to any book series
ever. I have a hunch that he made the movies longer than what they were supposed to be because he wanted more time to feast on set.
No, that's completely false.
I can't imagine it's not.
No.
I think he really was like, look, I think we need to take advantage of the food being offered here, the craft service tables. I think we need to...
He was wealthy enough by that point.
You can't take blood from a stone! We're gonna get that going too. You can't take blood from a stone.
So, what are some of your favorite TV shows?
I'm a big fan of Seinfeld. You know those classics.
No, Seinfeld's great. Funniest sitcom.
I'm right now watching through Mad Men for the first time. Just got to season 3. I think that's a hell of a show. Big fan of Sopranos. Pretty much all the big shows over the years. A little more obscure. I like Mork and Mindy. I'm a big Star Trek Next Generation fan. You can catch me watching some CSI on a Saturday afternoon sometimes.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, I do like my CSI. I don't like the new Ted Danson episodes where he came in. I don't understand that. I'm a little confused by that, to be honest with you. I don't think that's a wise choice. I don't think Ted Danson's, you know, ability is right for that tone of show.
Alright, you feel really passionate about it, then.
No, I just don't think it's the right move.
Okay.
You know, if the show's been on for, like, almost 15 years, you'd think they'd be a little bit more, I don't know. Respectful of the show. I have no issue with Ted's
okay,
career.
Okay, so like, what else do you like?
I like watching ESPN. I like watching sports. Show wise, though, I mean that's House of Cards. I like on Netflix. Is really good.
I still have to watch that.
I've been trying to get you into that for some time now. You don't seem to want to take the dive into that pool.
I'm waiting for it to be a little more over. I like to binge watch shows.
I understand that, but I mean, it's nice to, you know, if I would have known how good Mad Men was, I would have been on it every week when it started.
That's true.
I don't know. I wish
I would have caught Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah, same.
Yeah.
My first episode ever I watched was the last episode.
Oh, on Breaking Bad?
Yeah. I don't know why. I think I just decided one night to do it.
Yeah. I mean, by that point, there had been a huge fuss over all the episodes.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good quality show. Have you watched any Better Call Saul?
A few episodes.
Yeah. Not impressed?
Nah.
Really? What episode did you get to?
I mean, it's good. I'm worried about the potential of, like, what it can become. Like, Breaking Bad, look at what it became. Was it a masterpiece of television its first season? No. But by the time we got to the fourth season, like, everything was great until finished.
But where'd you get to? But maybe we can pinpoint why you didn't think it's...
He did the billboard thing. And it was
okay,
a good
episode.
Okay,
so you got a little bit into it. There's a little bit more of a... It gets better towards the end.
It does.
It's like a story.
Yeah, I heard the first season does get a lot better.
Yeah. I mean, it is the first season, too. I mean, that's how it is. But, yeah, I think it's on pace to be a pretty good show. I don't know.
I mean, got a lot of nominations at the Emmys.
I mean, Bob Odenkirk, man.
Yeah.
Quality. Quality actor. Comedian.
Van Down by the River.
The original writer of that sketch. Down by the River.
Before Melissa McCarthy ruined it.
Yeah, that was a pretty gut-wrenching experience.
I was excited for Ghostbusters.
The female Ghostbusters or the male Ghostbusters are making? I don't even know what Ghostbusters at this point.
I'm not excited for either. Or neither.
I don't know. I think it's a bad move. I mean, if you couldn't get the originals back, I don't see why you maybe just put that one back to bed, that idea.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would want to continue with that. You really... I don't know, pissing on the originals, and it's like, you know, it's been common to say that recently with films and stuff, you know, all the remakes and unnecessary sequels, but I mean, that really is one you don't need to.
I just don't know if it works now.
And from this,
audiences don't really like comedy blockbusters for the most part.
And from the images I've seen, it just doesn't seem very, like, it just doesn't seem very good, again.
No, it doesn't.
It seems like it's very forced humor, a lot of stuff like that, a lot of forced jokes in this one, but I don't know. I guess time will tell. Yeah. So, did you get a car yet?
What?
Did you get a car yet?
No, not yet. I'm still saving.
It's been quite some time now you've been saving. It's
when you work at a theme park, a big theme park.
Not that big theme park, but the other one.
Trademark. Can't say the name.
It's the, yeah, but it's yeah. The not bigger one you're thinking.
Yeah, you know, just having some issues, you know, saving, and I'm getting there.
What's the main issue, you think?
I don't get enough. I don't have a good enough job.
Okay, and let's actually get into this, because I'm actually...
Oh, let's get into this.
I'm going to puff on the hookah real quick.
Puff on the hookah.
That was a quality puff there. All right, so how long have you worked at this not as big theme park as you're thinking?
3 years.
3 years. And now in 3 years, you have not managed to get a car yet.
I was irresponsible and blew away all my money.
On what, can I ask?
Food.
Food.
Food is sadly like the majority of my paycheck.
That's a shame, man. But like, have you thought about getting another job?
Yeah, I have. I just need a car for it.
Yeah, but I mean, you could stay local and still like do public transportation or something. I mean, if you need a car, I mean, you're talking about Universal's, this other theme park that we can't really say the name of. Yeah, that's a pretty far away drive from where we're at.
I have a family member that works close by to the next big theme park.
So the theme park we can't say, but not as big as the one you're thinking.
So they're able to give me rides, but I can't get one like even closer that's out of the way.
Now, you do have a girlfriend, yes?
Yes.
And she can't, you know, be a sugar mama and give you a ride around.
No, I would never expect that from
I would
her.
Expect that. I think personally...
Alright, let's turn the tables around real quick. So my buddy Nick here... He's,
As I puff the hookah, that's what you're probably hearing.
He was about to get intimate one night. And he didn't do it.
There was... If you're obviously bringing up a story that happened... The most recent of events. You know, we had a few drinks, and I think I chose the better choice in being the respectable gentleman. Yes, I highly regret it, but it's...
All right. I mean, can you argue with that? You're just being a respectable gentleman, right?
You know, I guess so. I mean, I did want that ass.
I mean, she was aware of what she was doing, and so were you.
Yeah, you know, apparently, you know, it's bad terms now.
Well, I hope it turns around.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Do you think there's any chance of it turning around?
To be fair, you know, I don't give a damn. Like, honestly.
You can't. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I can't get a blood from a stone. So, it's the common theme of this podcast. You can't get blood from a stone.
The trouble of a honky.
Yes, the trouble of the honky. The comedy honky. Okay, but this doesn't...
12 years a honky.
12 years a... Is this us scripting this?
I want Michael Fassbender as the honky.
I don't know. I'm feeling Matthew McConaughey. Like, more like a Southern drop. Like,
oh, hey, I'm a honky.
Be that cool if you did. Yeah, well.
What?
Well, a joint. He's like, you got a joint? And then the guy's like, no. He's like, well, it'd be a lot cooler if you did. That was the reference I was going for.
Do we have any other topics besides movies?
This is what we live
both
for.
Both our specialties are movies. We're trying to make.
This is what we bleed as the queso sits on the desk. Yeah, so you going back to school anytime soon?
I'm trying to. In the new year. I don't know why I said it like that. The new year.
The new year. I guess you want to be, you know, a little bit... I think you're probably excited about the new year. You want to add a little bit of a...
Yeah.
A little bit of a woo to it.
Trying to, yeah.
Really, a little bit pumped for the new year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So it's a high school, New Year.
It's a high school reference to a...
Honky.
Not as popular kid making some sort of a joke. Anyway.
He became pretty popular.
I guess so. I guess that's... Okay, I guess we'll go to high school kids being popular. You have definitely heard about Charlotte McKinney, who went to Boone High School with us.
Oh, yeah, Charlotte McKinney. I remember her.
She's been on Dancing with the Stars. She's been in Carl's Jr. Hardee's commercials. She was in, more recently, Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt, too. Beautiful Loser.
Beautiful Loser, which... After a couple of rewatches, I found myself enjoying it more and more.
Oh.
It wasn't great by any stretch of it. Mark McGrath was obviously just...
I just wish they would have gotten Kid Rock back.
Yeah, we didn't have any Robbie in this one.
Yeah.
A little disappointed. We also... we kind of had a flashback to the Let to See Homo's Naked guy, but we really missed an opportunity to bring him back.
He should have been a supporting character.
He should have been a main role, I think, in this one. Anyway, yeah.
Joe Dirt too.
Let's go back to Charlotte McKinney real quick. Even just that overall idea. What do you think about just anybody from high school just getting like famous?
Well, I mean, it's kind of cool to see. I didn't know her personally, but I did see her around, and it's, you know, good for them, like breaking in like that.
She was a girl with a lot on her chest, and I don't mean that in the metaphorical, like a lot of. I mean, she had a big, big, busty bosom, if you will.
Jesus.
I mean, look.
Can you be a little tame about it?
Let's not beat around the bush, or maybe we could.
No, please don't know while I'm here.
Beat around the bush. But, look, she didn't seem very,
talented in Joe Dirt 2.
Yeah, that's basically what I was trying to say.
Watch her scene in Joe Dirt 2. It's awful.
It's literally like... It's pure awfulness.
Person who's seen Furious 7, it's just as bad as Ronda Rousey's line delivery in that. She had a really bad scene where she's
speaking
like,
of the last Fast and the Furious, I was going to say probably Paul Walker's burned corpse could probably act a bit better than that. I mean, I'm telling you, that was really just a dreadful experience.
All right. Literally. Have some respect for Paul Walker. You left behind a child.
He also left... A great body of work to watch. Pleasantville.
Into the Blue, or what was it called?
Into the Blue with, what? I believe, Jessica Alba.
Was it Into the Blue?
The Blue Yonder or some
Eight
shit.
Below.
Eight Below.
Eight Below. What'd you give this movie out of 10? Eight Below. Gave it a 2.
Woo!
Woo!
That's awful.
Now he's 6 feet below. Did it...
Yeah.
Charlotte McKinney.
That's right. I'm just...
look her up. Just look her up online. She's pretty attractive.
Look, she has some big boobs, and that's about what you're going to get from it. So, yeah. I guess good for her. Making her way downtown.
Walking fast. Or walking past.
Big tits, and she's homebound.
All right. I'm sure she'll have a great career.
Yeah.
Farting in David Spade's face.
Yeah, again, the scene is quite the feat in film.
It's quite the stinker.
It's a fart reference. It's a good one.
I could have done better.
As could have everybody in that movie, to be quite frank.
Yeah, it was pretty sad to watch. It doesn't bode well for Adam Sandler's Netflix films coming up.
Which is a whole other podcast. With that being said, this has been Bold Statements with Nick
and Harry.
See you soon.